Michelle Moses from the village of Alatna. I'm proud to say I was born there in the old village. I was raised there by my parents. And they raised us off the land of the Alatna River.
My name is John Gadeke, and I oppose the Ambler Road. Look around this room. There's the blood of 10,000 years of history here, and it runs strong, like the Alatna River.
There are places we've got names up and down that river. There's Siruk, Sinyalik, Savanaga, Badu. We use all these places yearly to continue the line of our people.
It runs strong like the Kobuk River, and it's been hardened by the sun and the wind of the Brooks Range.
Good afternoon. My name is Deanna Crockett, and I am a lifelong Alaskan, but today I'm here on behalf of the Alaska Miners Association, where I serve as executive director.
This is not a simple economic decision. It is a decision about the people of Alaska. Should they put down their hunting rifles and pick up road signs? Should they eat dollars instead of caribou? Should the state of Alaska support foreign mining interests and neglect their own people?
AMA is not here today to support or oppose the road, in the literal sense of the word. As our position states, we believe it's crucial to provide access to our resources, and the Ambler Mining District does consist of significant resources. However, we think decisions about how access is gained to those resources should be strategic. That's what the National Environmental Policy Act process is established for. Once the EIS process begins, the agencies are responsible for scoping out every last detail about access to Ambler.
My name is Kurt Freeman. I'm a mining geologist based here in Fairbanks.
Good afternoon. My name is Art Mortvedt. I've lived in the Upper Kobuk for the past 40 years.
I've worked all over the state and hired people in villages large and small all across Alaska.
I understand that we need resources. These are metal resources in the Ambler District. But there are other alternatives to get the metals out.
What I hear when I hire people is that they're looking for respect for their culture and their environment, but they're looking for jobs.
For example, fixed-wing airplanes, Boeing 747s, lighter-than-air airships, maybe a slurry pipeline, or a railroad coming from the Bering Sea on the west, to name a few.
For them, for their kids, their grandkids, and they realize those jobs are very difficult to come by in Alaska.